I'm really sorry, but he should have been wearing his high vis.
My name's Chris Leslie and I'm here with Team FC because I'm here to represent, I'm doing fencing. I'm very good at fencing. My dad was a good fencer. My mum was a good fencer. My whole family have been fencers since time over generations, and I can't wait to get going because it's the one thing I know. Muppet put these in. It's the wrong way round. I can't tighten it up. There's no nut this side.
Linda, yeah, hello, love. I am there. I got there safe, but it's all wrong. It's not not the fencing I was expecting. It's I know, love. Can I come home now? I really want to come home. Yeah, I do. I miss you too, love.
A tense Olympic moment. Peggy limbers up, ready for the shot put. Good arm action. Pretty maids all in a row. He goes. Piece of cake. Wonder. Ha! Didn't he hit the sides? And he grin? Like an oyster. The boy's getting happy. The performance of a world champion. Aye. for the fans. 3 to go. 2 to go. This man is magnificent. 7th heaven. Can he do it? He's never done this before. It's an 8. Putty in the lad's hands. Brilliant. Brilliant. Well done, Peggy, lad.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Fairport Convention.
And pop your nose in your face. Oh, ye manners all, if you've half a crown, you're welcome all but to sit down. Come spend the lads your money, brisk, and pop your nose in your face. By. Come in and drink if you are dry. Call in a drink, think not amiss, and pop your nose in a jug of this. Oh, and now I'm old and can scarcely crawl. I've a long grey beard and a head that's bald. Crown my desire, fulfill my bliss. A pretty girl, jug of this. Thank you.
bed, and all the sorrows have passed and fled. Transform me then into a fish, and let me swim in a jug of this. Oh, me man as old as you pass by, young men and dame, you do one try. But spend the lads your money, crisp and popular, jug of this.
Thank you, Cropperty. What a great weekend. It's been the best one for years. I think the weather, everything, the music's been fantastic. Thank you all for coming. Here's a song written by Richard and Swarby way back in 1970. Walk a while, have a sing on the chorus, yeah? Let's hear you sing.
Walk a while with me. All we want is to get the love, and the better.
sir.
Fantastic, you look beautiful. Look at that, how lovely. This is a song from our most recent album, studio album. It's called Myths and Heroes.
Karaoke time. Yes! 96, I think it was. That wasn't Dave Pegg's age at the time. But a year in which we took to the road on a winter tour with Steve Tilston. He wrote a song. I hope I've got the right... Yes, I am in the right place on the list. Hello, I'm Simon. I'm a bit confused. But I see I'm in good company. Anyway, he wrote this song, and it was authentically folky because it had a couple of magic words in it, which were blue chip, 24 carat, guaranteed solid gold, folk words like highwayman and naked. And I know you like to sing along here, don't you? Now's your chance. Here's the Naked Highwayman. Thank you.
Desire to consume a staple coffee for pleasure. I bent around the London coaching ticket at Bandeja. A brace of pistols to be pad to see but get your shave on. Waiting underneath the trees and land that makes a V-bomb. I didn't even mean to step as she out before me. Her face to charm a singer with words that didn't implore me. Can you help me? So she said, I feel the time is nearing for me to cross before the tide swells and makes a V-bomb. Listen, my friend, half the time that I've been naked, happy man, come on, fellows, listen, my friend, half the time that I've been naked, happy man. So gallantly I did this mountain motion to the water, as she told me that she was a wealthy merchant's daughter. So I thought I'd try my luck and do my best to charm her, said I was the only son of a country farmer. But your hands, they are my swindle, so they never touch the ground, sir. After cold, the pistols have been looking at your cows. She looked at me with mocking eyes, as cold black as a raven. Then she fell into my arms, beside the banks of Avon. All you old and fellows, listen while you can. All the time that I became a naked, hungry man. Come on, you old and fellows, listen while you can.
You're too far away to see whether you were lip syncing or not, but please, thank you for trying.
Thanks very much. One of our favourite songwriters is young Chris Leslie, who happens to be on my left. If it's not on your right, you're facing the wrong way. Chris has written some fantastic songs for Fairport. This is one of our favourite songs of Chris's, My Love is in America. Wonderful song. And to join us is the lovely Anna Ryder to come and play accordion. Let's hear it for Anna. Diminutive in stature, but a giant when she's plucked in, ladies and gentlemen.
With my working hands, the seagulls sing to my inside. We left to the sound of the marching band to sail at the change of the tide. When I saw Mary, the father said he was sailing across the deep blue for brighter new days in a promised land. She would be going there too. So I'll keep her in my mind. There's a picture on my wall. Oh, my love is in America. My love could be anywhere at all. All of us young bucks with plans. I'm using the name of another man to get a job here for more pay. I'll walk these strange streets for a better life. London's the place, so they say. A glimpse of our homes. Oh, maybe I'll make it to New York State. Oh, maybe I'll just up and go. Or maybe I'll get back to my hometown. See if there's work, I don't know. 'Cause I've sent many letters to no avail. Her silence is deafening to me. Oh, till I know why.
and a rider on accordion. Anna has a great CD out. Check it out over at the shop. It's fabulous. Chris Leslie, author. Thank you, Anna.
Hello, everybody. Do you like my new hat? I've got a spare ponytail. Always useful in an emergency. Now, we're going to have a chill-out moment for you now, and we're going to do it for... Yeah, Geraldine Buckley. Where are you? Geraldine, you've got a birthday. It's on Monday. That's close enough for us. We know you like this tune. That pleases me very much because it's called Port Merion. Here we go with Port Merion. Thank you. Lots of love. Thank you.
Mr. Rick Saunders, author.
Ricky.
Chris Russell on the mandolin.
That one's for Matty as well, my little fiddling pal Matty.
Ralph McTell. What can I say about Ralph McTell? A blessing of a human being and an honour to call him a friend. And he's a major problem when he gets booked to be on this festival. He's here every year backstage with his own little compound of grandchildren who do their own Olympics thing. But when he's booked to play on stage, as he was tonight, we obviously have to go into a bit of a huddle and figure out what songs of ours he's allowed to do. Yeah, anyway. If I can't aggrandize myself here, where else can I? But this is one that we did ask him not to perform. It's a song he wrote for us a little while ago when we were making an album that sort of recognized the fact we've been around a bit. And it's a song called Clear Water. And it's about that relationship in your life with the world ahead, whether you're in a professional or a family or a personal mindset. Clear Water. And I know Ricky does all the dedications, but I've been pestered, and I mean pestered, for a couple of days now by Holly and Carl, who are getting married. So Holly and Carl, if you're still here, this is for you, wishing you clear water in your life together. I want clear water from here to the horizon. Calm sea, for the journey still ahead. Fair weather as we head for the skyline. Clear sky in the morning and every sunset red. I want clear water as we head up for the edge. All I want to hear is the ripple from the bow. Let's be at ease now, another position. Like a compass to the star, like a teapot to the plow.
But who'll say we were wrong when the journey is
Lennon.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ralph, for the song. Thanks very much. We have a good friend of ours, Rob Beatty, who some years ago on the Jewel in the Crown album wrote a song called Red Tide. Any of you remember that one? Cool. Sadly, we don't. So we're doing one of Rob's new ones. It's a song called Man in the Water, which is on our most recent album, Myths and Heroes. Rob is a great bass player. He's kept his hair really well, despite the low frequencies. They tend to shake your hair out. And Rob plays in a band called the Alter Eagles, and they work a lot on Sundays. And so this is his song, Man in the Water. Thank you, Rob Beatty.
There's a man in the river, policeman standing in a circle, smoking. Round the man in the water, who sees nothing but circles. Could have been a fisherman, could have died for pearls, could have found the answer in the watery world. Could have been a builder, could have found the key, could have run with the river and living in the sea. Can you run with the river? Can you run with the river? No more questions, just the river's answer. And the man in the water, his wife at the window, cursing the cameras and the man in the water. Could have been a fisherman, could have died for pearls, could have found the answer in the watery world. Could have been a builder, could have found the key, could have run with the river and ended in the sea. Did he run with the river? 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 There are lights at the window, a candle burning, a young girl turning in a heart gone cold. Could have been a fisherman. Don't you run with the river?
Thank you, Rob Beattie.
I must say, I've been to quite a lot of Cropperties. Thank you, God, deity rather. They've all been different and spectacularly great in different areas, but I think this is... Well, we'll all go away with our own memories and pictures of the whole thing, but I think what's happened on the stage over the last couple of days really puts us to a bit of a task here. To follow that, there's been some fantastic stuff on this stage over the last couple of days, and I'd like to personally thank Dave Pegg and Gareth Williams in particular for their inspirational choices against all the odds. Some fantastic outsiders have come up on the rails and stormed it. You've made lots of new friends, and they've made thousands more. Thank you very much for supporting us and our little the World's Got Talent stage thing. Anyway, here's a song called Hawkwood's Army, if I read my wrist correctly. That's the one, yes. Thanks very much. Here's some more.
Up to France, and a Crecy and a Poitiers, we led the merry dance. But the men came to our business with the peace of Bretigny. So I formed with Bon John Hawkwood and History Company. Well, we lived upon a bounty up that foreign countryside. We robbed and raped and drank our fill till the barrel that was dry, and a barrel being empty. Then
one of these, and you know, you've got used to this, haven't you?
Our captain is a doughty man, imperious and strong. And if your name and speed ain't here, not to chain you long. My gentlemen, I'm calling with a pack of gold or three. And he who's our friend today, he's tomorrow's enemy. We ride with Hogwarts Army.
the gates of hell await. When I think upon those bloody deeds, I do not doubt my fate. And I must die unshriven here, and I must die unknown. My bones upon this dusty plain, so far away from home.
We ride with Hogwarts army.
Going on here. There's nothing coming out of my damned amplifier. No, they'll sort that for me. Hey, now there's not that many blues numbers in the Fairport repertoire, but this is most definitely a blues, and it's from the What We Did on Our Holidays album, and it's by the governor himself, Ashley Hutchins, and it's called Mr. Lacey, of course. Now we have a very special guest to help us with this number. This young guy I'm going to introduce you two. He's already made a couple of trips to the USA, where amongst other things he's played at B.B. King's club in Tennessee, the famous club there. He's played with B.B. King's band indeed, and he's appeared at the London Palladium with McFly. How about that? And next week he starts for rehearsals for something in the West End, which is so big that I'm not allowed to talk about it. I can't tell you what it is, otherwise they've told me I'll end up at the bottom of the Thames. So this guy is, oh, I forgot to mention, he's only 11. Will you please give a huge, properly welcome to my blues brother, the amazing Toby Lee. Yeah, let's play some blues, Toby. Get ready to have your world rocked.
Thank you. to catch up with you.
Isn't that fantastic? God help him when he learns to drive.
He's not a guitar hero of the future. He's a guitar hero already.
Here's a song from our dear departed mate Swarbrick, yeah? Dave Swarbrick, one of Swarbrick's favourite songs. He loved this song. He wrote it in front of a mirror. It's a love song. And it's Rosie, and we need you all to sing the chorus. Dave Swarbrick.
I know Rosie. Take love.
extraordinary.
Seaman that ever sailed upon the sea.
Thank you.
young men, for you'll not see dry land again. Long may my lady stand with a lantern in her hand, before she sees my bonny ship come sailing homewards to dry land.
Thanks so much. One of the things about being on stage is you can't actually see the wonderful visuals that Nev Bull and the CT team put together all the way through this. Bless these guys out here, pushing these cameras backwards and forwards and working. Thanks to the whole team that make this part of your extra listening and viewing pleasure. But we didn't get to see what you got to see when Swarb was playing just then. Not in the real world. We've seen it before, obviously in rough form, but I think this is a song that the Swarb would have loved to have played on, because it's so poignant on a good night. Let's hope this is a good night, ladies and gentlemen. A song called, we caught this song from Janet Dowd, and it's called John Condon. Just today, another day beneath a Belgian sun, past grave on grave, row upon row, until I see the name John Condon carved in stone with harp and crown, little crosses in crosses in the ground, stand up in proof, if it's a truth, the waste of youth that lies for you.
on, for I go on. What did you come here for? With Ireland's bone, your life untold, 14 years old to die a soldier. All around, the harp and the choir, the little crosses in the ground. What chorus was sung so
Simon Nicol.
John Connor. Thank you. That comes from the Myths and Heroes album, and so does this, but a rather different sort of a tune. This is called The Gallivant. It's an instrumental. Gallivant, if you look at it in the dictionary, means to wander around from place to place in search of entertainment, but with no particular sense of purpose. In other words, the story of our lives. We hope you dig this. I wrote this specially to feature our wonderful rhythm section. Please show your appreciation. They are the greatest. On the drums, master of all things percussive, the one, the only, legendary Jerry Conway. And no one on the planet plays the bass like the one and only Dave Pegg. Peggy on the bass.
Mitchell, Crockery, Mitchell.
Just listen to them go on this tune. The Gallivant.
Thank you.
she has gazed from castle windows o'er to watch the daylight passing beneath the captive walls. And with no one to heed her call, the evening hour is fading within a dwindling sun, and in a lonely moment those embers will be gone. And the a precious freedom for fully long a tour to live such fruitless years behind the garden door. But those things will last me. She will be far away, much farther than these islands or the lonely Fotheringay.
Sandy Denny.
Here's a song that will have some connection to some of you out there, I know. It's for any DIY enthusiasts. Anybody who's never been to IKEA. Other DIY stores are available. And it's called Devil's Work.
When you think I'm doing nothing and you're feeling for a fight,
Scorsese with a track from his new solo album. It's fabulous. I'm on 10%, so please call it.
Now then, did any of you, I guess some of you must have come and seen us on our winter tour in February, March. And if you did, yeah. And you'll have seen the guy who we had touring with us. He's become our new pal. He's a wonderful singer-songwriter, and we thought we'd just better have him at Cropredy, because he made a lot of friends on tour, and I know for those of you who haven't seen him, he's going to make a lot more friends tonight. Will you please welcome our dear pal, Roger Davis. Tell him what it's called, Roger.
Hello there. People of Cropredy and beyond, good evening. There's a beautiful view from the stage. I've always wanted to see it. Tonight's the night. Yes, yes, yes. I remember the day when I was 14 years old, growing up in Brighouse, West Yorkshire, and a careers advisor came to my school and she asked me what I wanted to be when I grew up. I said I wanted to be a lead singer in a folk rock band. She thought I was crazy. However, I get the last laugh tonight, because for the next 3 minutes I'm actually going to be one. In Cropredy!
Thank you. Davis.
That's all good.
Thank you, you're very kind. This is a song just from me to you tonight. And what can I say? This is a song about anybody who has ever had a little dream of their own and has done certain things every day, just a little thing, to keep chipping away at that dream. You might make it real. I guess one of my dreams is coming true right now. So you say I'm a dreamer, most people do, but if I'm dreaming here, please never wake me. I only write down my songs and I sing them to you, but you never know just how far they may take me. As I stand here tonight, underneath the spotlight, I wish we could stay till the morning. But here's one last song, soon I'll be moving on. I think I hear destiny calling. Yeah, I think I hear destiny calling. I think I hear destiny calling. Well, I've seen dead end streets, I've sung two empty seats, but never once did I ever succumb to sorrow. You know, I traveled alone, so far from my home, rolling down the road to a brighter tomorrow. And as I stand here tonight, underneath the spotlight, I wish we could stay till the morning. But here's one last song, soon I'll be moving on. I think I hear destiny calling. Well, I think I hear destiny calling. I think I hear destiny calling. Well, I think I hear destiny calling my name. She screams at me in the night now like a runaway train. Only yesterday I was lost, walking round in the rain. But tonight I hear destiny calling. So you say I'm a dreamer, most people do, but if I'm dreaming here, please never wake me. I only wrote down this song so I could sing it to you, but you never know just how far it may take me. That's why I stood here tonight, underneath your spotlight, and I wish we could stay till the morning. But there's my last song, soon I'll be moving on. I think I hear destiny calling. Well, I think I hear destiny calling. I think I hear destiny calling. So take care in the dark, just listen hard to your heart. Well, maybe you will hear destiny calling. Well, maybe you will hear destiny calling. I think I hear destiny calling. Thank you. You have a wonderful night, I'm sure you are doing.
See ya.
Thank you.
The Great North.
for his true love is flowing into every flower grown.
Thank you. Here's a song by the wonderful Anna Ryder, you've already seen her here tonight, called Bring Me Back My Feathers.
Bring me back my feathers, Elsa, can I fly? Bring me back my feathers, Elsa, surely die. Bring me back my feathers, let me fly away to warm and over the sea. Bring my feathers back to me. Bring me back my sweetheart, Elsa cannot live. Bring me back my sweetheart, anything I'd give. Bring me back my sweetheart, I'll kiss her wildly, and then I'll take her to my bed. Bring my sweetheart back to me. My sweetheart, bring her back to me. Bring me back, my sweetheart. Oh, how happy I will be.
Here's a song about a fiddle player from Shetland. You can all have a dance with some Peary Shetland tunes after. This is the tale of John Gowdy.
This is for Alison Stevens and Laura Jones' dad, whose name is Dad. Happy birthday, guys.
John Gowdy was a fine young man in Shetland, so it's told. There's a crowd of loving town, a still and needed hold. The dancers are paid, dancing down, as if the chills around. Of all the players in Shetland Isles, no better could be found. When John broke prison doors, yet I've seen his life before. He ran back to the lovely shore and wrote himself a tune. John had his eye on a fair young girl that lived not far away. His one of the only eyes saw the rumours say. It happened down the Sandvik mines during the copper bed. His rival dropped a hammer down which struck John on the head. When John broke prison doors, yet had seen his life before. He ran back to the lovely shore, wrote himself a tune. His presence the chief people blow. But the job he couldn't find. For now he was prone to a fearful of rage and the heat of the blazing sun. He would warn friends nearby, find they're coming on.
Listen, Rick, this is the author.
Yeah, it's been all right, hasn't it? Really. I feel like the third Pierce brother. Did you remember the Pierce brothers this afternoon? Yeah, those guys. They've been. They spent 3 months on the other side of the planet from where they, their hearts and everything resides to further their career. And a lot of that time has been in a little camper van, traipsing around Northern Europe, busking on corners and playing in Dutch cellars. Having a fantastic time doing what you do to build yourself as a musician. And then on their last day home, before they get on the plane, they get to meet you people, and you make them feel fantastic. I think you should give yourselves a round of applause for doing what you did for the Pierce brothers. They are the happiest people on the planet right now. And it's our privilege to have the opportunity to extend that meeting place to you and them. Anyway, here's another one of Ralph's songs we asked him not to perform tonight. Lodging was dry, my master fair. I gave him full measure. My corn in the field, my handy grew, for in his house was my treasure. I touch her canny water or dry cows from the byre, and the heat from the sun made the corn grow strong, and with it my desire.
Thank you. turned to me as the sun went down and all my senses reeled. And we lay there on the scented ground till the moon rose over the field. She was safely gathered in my arms when from the barn drifted the sound of the violin, and we hurried to the barn. The hall dancing in the lantern light, and the music filled the air. And I thanked the Lord and the harvest moon, the girl from the hiring firm.
Thank you, Ralph. Thank you, Ralph, for the song.
Ricky. Thanks, Ralph.
a year we sailed out of Plymouth.
Go down, go down,
go down. On a mighty ship with a little fear, but the seal in our hull and our hearts. We set a course for old Cape Horn, out across the ocean.
Go down.
The night watch, the still dawn, while Dennis the man had his dream. From Bering Strait to the Beaufort Sea, the air was growing colder.
Go down, go down.
And with the sea like rock in a mighty freeze, this winter will just have to stay. And the snow came down from an endless sky to the gods on high, and it played. Turn the ship around from these frozen palms.
Straight
and not improves above the north of Banks Isle, we did steer. Crushed and held by the frozen cold in a candlelit prison.
Go down, go down.
And with a hot meal worth its weight in gold, Michaela says we mustn't give in. But the snow.
Yeah.
Jerry Conway on the drums. Jerry.
You know what it is, don't you? It's getting close to 9:15. And we're a folk rock band. And we got a long, long folk rock song. Which you are all gonna sing with us, aren't you? You're gonna help me. If I say anything to polish what's already gone before, just be ridiculous. Thank you so much for coming and being part of this event. It's so great. So the only thing that can actually bring us back down to earth, ladies and gentlemen, is the sound of a banjo. And who better than Chris Leslie? Good night. God bless.
Feather bed. How do you like my sheets? How do you like my lady wife who lies in your arms asleep? Well, I like your feather bed. I like your feather bed. I like your lady gay who lies in my arms asleep. Get up! Get up! Get up, Lord! I'll try it. Get up as big as you can. Then I will keep the worst, and you will swing me the
struck the very next blow, and Maddie struck no more. He took his stumpy wife and he sat up on his knee and he said, "Who are you laying us in this now? Will you have any groans or me?" And then I spoke his stumpy wife, never heard speak of me. Tried to put these lovers in, but won't you fanny my lady at the top? But she was a noble kin.
You're absolutely wonderful. We've had the best weekend ever. Thank you all so much for coming. All the bands, all the music. It was the best. And thank you, God. She did us a great favour with the weather. Much love. See you in 2 minutes.
What he said. Bang on. Thank you, Peggy.
Thank you. Thank you, Simon, John, Breckenridge, Nicol.
Rick Sanders, Chris Leslie, the fire in our engine room, the wonderful Jerry Conway, this man here, Dave Pegg. My name's Simon Nicol, thank you so much for having us.
How would it be if we brought them all back?
Ladies and gentlemen, 2016 Crop Ready Fairport Convention. How about that?
We're waiting for you. Big thanks to Anthony John Clark. Didn't he do a great job? It's all right for a youngster.
It's just time we all to sing that song.
Anna Ryder, Roger Davis. No, Nigel Schofield.
So we've had a look at the bills and stuff, had a bit of a count up, and because a few of you brought your neighbours and one or two of your sisters-in-law and stuff like that, we think we can possibly say, same time next year! If we're spared, we'll be here. Please make plans accordingly. And to wend you on your way, we want to share this. Oh, and Edmund's here. The busker from the front row, many decades ago, who just pointed his cornet at us and started blasting notes in a way that only he can. Edmund Whitcomb, ladies and gentlemen. Our ever surprising guest.
Sing.
We used to sing to come with things. We'd all be making songs, all finding better words. Design is never lost and long. The ways up.
Time is up.
best. Thanks, Gareth. Thanks, all the crew, all the workers here. It was a wonderful weekend. See you next year, yeah?
Yeah, we love you. We do. We love you.
That's enough words. Good stuff. Thank you.